fog, and you can't see any way out of it. And that's why people hurt themselves, because they go, if I'm going to be like this forever, you know, and then suddenly someone gives you something and you suddenly feel like you did 20 years ago and you go, why didn't I know this earlier? Oh, good luck, Sam. Not his real name. Blah, blah, blah. Bless him, bless him, bless him. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, we won't do the normal preamble. We're going to talk about vaping after the news. It's 6 o'clock.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock, the 53-year-old man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League trophy parade is due to appear in court later. Paul Doyle has been charged with multiple offences over Monday's incident. 79 people were hurt. LBC's Chris Chambers has more details from Liverpool.
Paul Doyle is facing 7 charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by 6 people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
Hamas is reportedly set to reject the latest American proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Sources say the plan, which would see more hostages released and a 60-day truce, doesn't meet Hamas's key demands. The White House says Israel has signed off on the plan. President Trump's won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. Judges have agreed to pause the ruling made by a federal trade court earlier this week ahead of a full appeal. It means the administration can keep collecting the import taxes for now. Professor David Dunn, an expert in international politics, says it's likely to be a long battle.
This could run and run because, as I say, it goes to the appeals court in California, the Ninth Circuit. That could decide the matter, or it could go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court could take a while to actually decide this. If it is blocked there, then he could take this to Congress. Or indeed, he could actually decide to actually ignore the courts.
The Attorney General has compared calls for the UK to leave international treaties with 1930s Germany. Lord Hermer used a speech in London to reject demands for Britain to pull out of the European Convention on Human Rights. But he's facing criticism for appearing to draw a link between those calls and the Nazis. The Treasury is understood to be preparing to sell the final publicly owned shares in NatWest Group today. The government's stake in the bank, which was at more than 80% after the financial crisis, now stands at 0.1%. The bailout has cost taxpayers more than £10 billion. In the city, the FTSE 100 will reopen this morning at 87.16 after closing down 9 yesterday. The pound buys $1.34 and €1.18. LBC weather, cloudy with rain for many places this morning, then turning drier and brighter later, a high of 25 degrees. From Global's newsroom for LBC, I'm Thomas Watts.
At Specsavers, we've got hearing devices that can stream music or movies, and ones that are good in crowds, rechargeable battery ones that are good at home, ones that are good in the great outdoors, ones that connect to phones, ones that fit in your ear, ones that fit over your ear, and ones that fit in wherever you happen to be. We've even got ones in our advanced range that use AI to make speech sound clearer. And they're all available at great Specsavers prices. Book a free hearing check today, because OK Hearing is not OK.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Ian Paine.
Good morning. It is 3.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Goodness, May is almost up. It's Friday, May the 30th. People are stockpiling single-use vapes ahead of this weekend's UK-wide ban. One shop in central Scotland says people have travelled hundreds of miles to get hold of cut-price products. Customer Cheryl McLean told us she spent the last 2 months buying hundreds of disposable vapes.
Vaping the disposables, they say it's better for if they're at an event, you know, they're not going to run out of charge. They taste better than the oils and the rechargeable ones.
Do you vape? Do you make a distinction between disposable and refillable vapes? I've tried it once when I was trying to give up cigarettes and, ugh, tasted horrible. So not for me. Also, the White House says Israel has accepted a US proposed plan for a ceasefire in Gaza. Hamas is still reviewing the deal, but has said the terms don't meet their demands. The Israeli government hasn't formally commented, but Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu reportedly told hostages' families he's accepted the proposal. His former acting national security advisor, Professor Jacob Nagel, says Israel is making major concessions.
It's a very, very, very tough choice what Stephen Witkoff is not putting on the table for Israel. There are many people in Israel that don't like it, but in order to bring back at least half of our living hostages and half of our dead soldiers and people, he said, okay.
I'll be joined by former British Army officer Major Andrew Fox for the latest. The business comes from Myron Jobson from Interactive Investor. LBC's personal finance analyst Abby Foster will join me later with an update on the government's pension reforms. And we might also have a look at today's front pages.
Call 0345 6060 973. Text 84850. This is LBC.
Good morning. Vape users are bulk buying disposable items ahead of the incoming ban. Shops in Nottingham have said the same thing. Last year, the government confirmed it was bringing in a ban on the sale of single-use disposable vapes in England and Wales, which will come into force on the 1st of June. It's presumably Scotland as well, because we've just heard from someone who's stockpiling, so I'm assuming it's Scotland as well. If I'm wrong, someone tell me I've got that wrong, will you? Despite sales of single-use vapes facing a minimum fine of £200, owning a disposable vape after Sunday will not be illegal. Though refillable vapes and replacement flavour pods will still be widely available, some customers are stocking up on single-use versions while they still can. Why is the disposable ones being banned, but the refillable one isn't? Is there a specific reason? Because it's the huge amount of waste. Oh, OK, so it's just rubbish piling up. It's wastage. OK, fine. Yeah, it's a classic, though, isn't it? You know, that's not good for you doing this. And yet the government goes, yeah, no, carry on, but just you're not allowed a disposable one. You can keep doing it. It's like you, Les. You can still keep poisoning the air, but you just got to pay us if you've got an old car. It's just... Anyway, Jack Ledbetter is 22. He works at EcoVape on Exchange Walk in Nottingham and said that a number of customers have been stockpiling single-use vapes. So, we sent our Scotland reporter, Rebecca Brady, to see what people have been doing in central Scotland, and here's what she found out.
The customer that was in last night, he was almost £800. Just in boxes of vapes.
Spar Aloha has been inundated with customers stockpiling as many boxes of vapes as they can get their hands on. With deals to cash in on the disposable products, Diane, who works behind the tills, told me they even have people travelling hundreds of miles.
I've had people from Bonaire's, I've had people from Dundee, I've had people from Grangemouth. One of the customers, they came from Manchester.
And the spark for this pilgrimage?
Toronto Spar Aloha is turning gold.
Hi, this is Leanne from Spar Aloha. And this is our current supply.
That's the convenience store's social media videos encouraging their customers to come in and pick up three or more boxes. And that marketing strategy might be working too well.
I like a bargain. You know, I'm like Tullibody's answer to Martin Lewis, I feel.
That's Cheryl McLean, who spent the past 8 weeks stockpiling hundreds of vapes.
I don't actually smoke, but my whole family does. And a few of them are on the vapes. So my sister was on holiday maybe 8 weeks ago. Since I'm the only person that drives, she asked me to go in and get them.
But why not switch to reusable?
They like vaping the disposables. They say it's better for if they're at an event, you know, they're not going to run out of charge. They taste better than the oils and the rechargeable ones.
LBC's learned this kind of stockpiling is happening at shops across the UK, not just in Scotland. But come Sunday morning, the bulk buying stops as the entire UK outlaws single-use vapes from midnight June 1st.
So I would like to hear from anyone who vapes. What are you going to do after the weekend? Will you switch? Have you stockpiled? Will you give up? Maybe that's the idea. I'm assuming that they're as addictive as cigarettes are because there is nicotine involved in them. Those shisha pipes aren't good for you either, by the way. Ian says, people travelling hundreds of miles to stockpile a highly addictive substance doesn't come as any surprise to me. These disposable vapes seem much more addictive than they should be, but you can bet the companies making wads of cash out of them will find a way to keep people hooked. I understand that it's actually the companies that make cigarettes that own most of the vapes that you could buy, so it's win-win for them. Michael's on the Isle of Wight. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ian. I've never tried a disposable vape, only because I don't know whether they're going to run out of charge or whether they're going to run out of the e-liquid inside, but I've been vaping now for, I think we've spoken before about this, but I've been vaping about, I don't know, between 10, 12 years now, and I feel so much healthier since I quit fags, smoking cigarettes, and it's a lot cheaper as well. Say about £8, probably £8 a week, if that, and I'm on it all the time.
Do you want to get
the only downside is it does annoy people sometimes. Hence, when I'm walking, I mean, when I'm out on my bike and I stop at traffic lights, I get my vape out and I have a little puff. And,
no.
Yeah, I mean, a little while ago.
On your bike?
I only went and stopped at traffic lights. But I think 3 days ago, I was coming back from the gym and I was filtering through traffic on my bike to get to the front of the, you know, front of the queue for the traffic lights, and got my vape out, had a puff, and I was totally oblivious of what was around me. And this fellow, like, he stuck his head out the window, well, his window was open. He said, mate, do you have to? Like, because I wasn't thinking about the vape drifting into his car.
Oh, right.
But, yeah.
So it wasn't like, you shouldn't be doing that. It was, oh, you're putting smoke in my car.
Compared to when you smoke a cigarette, you get a minimal amount of smoke, whether it's a roll-up or a tailor-made. But when you vape, sometimes you do get big clouds, and it doesn't always sit well with people. I try to be mindful. Mm-hmm. When I'm walking down the street, I always look and see who's behind me. Like, I don't want to sort of them to inhale my vape fumes, but... it's the best thing since sliced bread vaping for me.
Really?
If I went for vapes, e-liquid and stuff, I'd be smoking. And, I walk up the steepest hills in the Isle of Wight every morning in Ventnor.
Are you addicted?
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Do you want to give up?
No, because I enjoy it. Right. I mean, I'm sitting here now drinking coffee, and I've got six different bottles of e-liquid from chocolate, tobacco, peach custard, coffee flavour.
Peach custard?
One bottle cost me probably about six. I mean, I shop around. One bottle cost me about £6.
Can you get strawberry cheesecake?
Yeah, strawberry cheesecake. Yeah, banana cheesecake. It's great. But so I've never tried the disposable. I started off on I think it was called 10 Motives. Like a cigarette shape device. And it cost me like £6 a day. Then yeah. I went on to the like rechargeable. I think the vape.
Okay, we have to say we're not here to try and sell cigarettes, so just in case anyone thinks we are, we're not, because they are dangerous. Thank you very much indeed for your honesty, Michael. There's Michael on the Isle of Wight, quite happy, doesn't want to give up, and will continue to do so. I've been vaping, says Yammers, since 2010, and the doctors say my chest is clear. I know, but, you know, you would be healthier if you didn't do it. I'm not going to become like an evangelist, a born-again non-smoker. I'm not going to do that, because I used to find that really annoying when I smoked. So what are you going to... If you were a vapor, what are you going to do after the weekend? I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. Chris says, my understanding is that single-use vapes are being banned because they're cheaper and children buy them. And you're not wrong there. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen children buying vapes in shops after they've come out of school. I'm amazed that the shopkeepers don't get done for that. I really am amazed. But they display them really prominently. And they're by the till and they come to sort of impulse buy. But you would think, if it was cigarettes, you'd be behind a kind of steel shutter. wouldn't you? And they all look exactly the same. The packets look exactly the same. They're all green and they've got a mouldy lung on the front. And that's kind of how they sell them. But no one cares about that. Yes, they're cheaper. The reason is it's banned to stop school kids using them as they're cheaper. Yes, I agree. It's got a lot, I think it's got a lot to do with that. Ian says, Glyn, you're a non-vapor, but you say that vaping isn't good for us. Perhaps my 50-a-day roll-ups was, because I know vaping has possibly extended my life. I have until next year to get off vaping completely when the tax on liquid comes in at about 100%. Is that the next thing? Are you a vapor? And if you are a vapor, what are you going to have to change things after the weekend, or do you use the refillable ones? It seems that the disposable ones are cheaper. They sound stronger, but I don't know whether they are or not, and they are bought a lot by children, so this is a good thing. They're a same strength as the refillable ones, really. Okay, let's get some news headlines. Here's Thomas Watts.
The man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade is due to appear in court later. Donald Trump has won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. Hamas is reportedly set to reject the latest American proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. LBC weather, cloudy with rain for many places, then brightening up later, a high of 25 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. Slow on the M25, anti-clockwise to junction 24 at Potter's Bar after a car broke down earlier, although that car has now been recovered, so all the lanes are back open. The bridge works continue on the M2 westbound at junction 2 at the A228, which means that the exit slip road is closed and two lanes are closed on the main carriageway. In East Ham, High Street North is closed both ways, and that was after a fire in a building last night. And the Woodish Ferry remains suspended. It's all down to a technical problem that started yesterday. On the Underground, the District, Piccadilly and Hammersmith and City lines were all part suspended. They are starting to run again, but with severe delays. And there are also minor delays on the Metropolitan line.
This is LBC.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power. Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari, and I'll be back taking your calls from 7. So get it off your chest and get it on the radio. Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Join me, leading Britain's conversation on LBC.
Have you ever wondered what becoming a lotto millionaire sounds like?
You want to sit down? I can confirm that you have won £1 million indeed.
That's Terry finding out he'd won £1 million.
Yes! Oh my God!
Lotto from the National Lottery. Will you be the next millionaire? Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Tired of watching your uninvested cash do nothing? With the Bank of England base rate reducing, investment platform IG is doing something extraordinary. IG is offering a whopping 8.5% AER variable on all uninvested cash. Yes, 8.5%. Just open an account, transfer money in, and make one investment before May 31st to unlock this incredible rate. Visit IG.com now to open an investment account today. Your capital is at risk. GIA, ISA and SIP accounts only. Boosted rate applies until 31st August 2025. Terms and conditions apply.
Amazon offers term time working to their employees, like Anton, who's home to look after his daughters during their holidays.
Hello!
To him, this is the best sound in the world. Actually, maybe that's the best sound of all. Now that's term time working, offered at Amazon. 10 weeks off guaranteed per year, mix of paid holiday and unpaid time off. Conditions apply.
Ian Payne on LBC. Call 0345 6060973.
It's an unusual day. We're talking about vaping, but we're also talking about... I never thought I'd say this, but I've got quite a lot of sympathy for Robert Jenrick. I know. He's done this thing where he's basically gone around... No, I do. He's gone around and he's filmed himself stopping people who've basically not paid for their journey and have gone through the barriers and then trying to report them to the transport police. And I thought, well, that's a good thing. You know, That's exactly the sort of thing, because you've got all these fake security guards and who can't do anything. You're not allowed to arrest anyone. You're not allowed to talk to anyone. You can't touch anyone unless you're a fully qualified police officer. So I thought, yeah, OK, that's a fairly good thing. So what have we done? We've negativized it and said, well, he didn't get permission to do this. Henry, Riley is with me.
Yeah, well,
what a terrible fellow.
No, not at all. I mean, we weren't causing mischief. We were we're asking questions. As you pointed out, Robert Jedrick spending his half term trying to catch fair dodgers. No suit. He was wearing a sort of checkered shirt. Very much recess gear because MPs aren't sitting at the moment. But we had the Shadow Justice Secretary going underground at one of the capital's busiest railway and tube stations. He was at Stratford in London. A video plastered on social media that, the last time I checked, around 10 minutes ago, has been watched by more than 9 million people.
Whoa. Excuse me, do you think it's all right not to pay? Seriously, why do you go back through the barrier and pay? Do you want to go back and pay like everybody else? Do you think it's all right not to pay? Why don't you go back and pay? You can as much as you want. But everyone else has to pay. What, are you carrying a knife?
And it's unusual to see a politician sort of self-shooting these videos. Often you see them out with their local police force or wearing a high viz. But in this particular instance, Robert Jenrick's taken matters into his own hands. He told Ben Kentish on LBC yesterday why he made the video.
I subscribe to the broken windows idea that if you allow one small act of law-breaking to take hold, many more people will join in, and then some of those people will go on to commit more serious offences, and the issue will just get ever, ever worse.
But not everyone has been supportive. Former police officer Graham Wetton told LBC yesterday he felt it set a dangerous precedent.
My issue is with the way he's actually conducted this. A sensible, responsible, balanced way would have been to contact TfL, ask to go out with one of the revenue teams. I think it's a dangerous precedent when you see an elected politician doing this sort of stunt on their own without any, I presume, no risk assessment, no awareness.
I then found out, as you mentioned, that Robert Jenrick hadn't asked TfL for permission to film on their premises. It's unclear whether that's against the rules or not. His team say that it wasn't for commercial reasons, and so it's fine. However, certainly people I've been speaking to saying if the Shadow Justice Secretary is doing this big stunt, it would have been nice to let TfL know and they could have helped him out in some way. Nonetheless, though, when it was put to him that he had potentially broken the rules, he didn't seem to care very much.
If TfL want to take action against me, bring it on. I think what they are doing is completely ridiculous and laughable. They should be spending their time trying to apprehend the people who are actually breaching the rules by not paying for their fares.
Now, TfL have told me that fare evasion is unacceptable. It's not a victimless crime. They say it deprives the transport network of investment, but they add that there are now more than 500 uniformed officers deployed across the network to deal with it, and that they are committed to getting fare evasion down to 1.5% of journeys by 2030. Currently, it's at 3.4%, and TfL say if you compare that with New York, where it's 13%, then the London is significantly lower.
Okay, now I think as I was sort of vaguely awake and sleeping at the same time, I think I heard on LBC News a clip. Doesn't he actually take some of these people to the British Transport Police?
He does.
And does he get them arrested, or what happened? What do they do?
So we don't know. He walks off, but he does. He does. So there's one example where he's following what looks like a gentleman and his younger son,
yeah,
and then sort of escorts them to these TfL staff. And to be, and the TfL staff, you certainly, the way the video is cut, they say, oh, thank you very much, and they deal with this person. The criticism then is at one point he does film a TfL employee who is sitting with their feet up in an office, which doesn't look great, but then again, do you really want to be, I mean, he didn't blur the person's face, so there's an argument about privacy there. So it's, I certainly there are very positive aspects to it, but they're perhaps, it's not quite Spielberg level.
Well, if you want to, probably don't ring in, but if you want to a comment, do you think what Robert Jenrick has done there is a good thing or not? I think it is, personally. It just highlights the fact that no one's allowed to touch anyone anymore. No one's allowed to arrest anyone. You can't do it at school. You can't do it in a shop. You can't do it in on public transport. And so people are just sort of running riot, aren't they? Literally jumping over the barriers. Or tailgating, isn't it? When you come really, you get something. What are you in my space? Oh, no, you're taking on. So there we are. Robert Jenrick. Thumbs up. It's a thumbs up for me. Not quite a golden buzzer, but a thumbs up. Definitely. 23 and a half minutes past 6 o'clock. Let's speak to Dee, who's in Leicester. We're talking about vaping. We're talking about the fact that disposable vapes will no longer be available after Sunday. You're a retailer. You sell them, do you?
Good morning, Ian. Yeah, I'm a retailer who sells stores. I'm pretty disgusted
Sid, the way you've just made a sweeping statement that all shopkeepers sell vapes to children. You said
I didn't say that. The ones that do, why aren't they done for that?
That's not your statement earlier on. You said witness.
I didn't say all shopkeepers sell to the kids.
Okay, right. So, and then you said you've witnessed this yourself.
Yeah.
So if you witnessed this, as a good citizen of the UK, did you report that to Trading Standards?
Because of course I didn't.
Right, okay, so then this is where we need support of the public to report these minority of retailers doing these illegal things and breaking the law. There is a majority of retailers that follow the law. I work with the Association of Convenience Stores, and we've been lobbying to get a license in place. We've got thousands and thousands of members that follow the guidelines. And you know, no one talks about supermarkets where you talk about independent retailers. If I, tomorrow morning, if I got caught selling something, I lose my livelihood.
Sure you're a very good shopkeeper and shop owner.
No, there's a majority, not a minority.
Calm down. I only mentioned the sort of corner shop type thing because that's where children get them from. They don't go into supermarkets and buy vapes, do they?
But the thing is, how do you know that? Have you got statistics? You haven't.
I never see children in the supermarket buying vapes because they wouldn't be sold them.
And they won't be sold in independent retailers either.
Well, they are. The majority. The fact is, they are sold in there.
Yeah, yeah. But the thing is that you're talking about, the statement you're making is tarnishing
You're only hearing bits of what I said. You obviously weren't listening. I certainly didn't suggest that all retailers were committing crimes. But the majority of children who used to have these things and have them now have them by going into a smaller shop. They don't go into a supermarket. That's all. I think I'm right in saying that. Can you? Why are they on open display, but cigarettes have to be behind a barrier?
So let's look at that example then that you've just given us here. So when the ban for displaying tobacco came in, I went to Australia, which was the first country that actually introduced this, and I went out there to do a study for the independent retailers and to actually understand what the effects were. Actually, having it behind closed doors, I didn't decrease sales at all. Vape has actually helped a lot of people out there quit smoking for health benefits, financial benefits. There are a lot of positives as well. And we can argue the health benefits. I get that. I'm a smoker myself. I don't vape, I smoke.
Mm.
So actually, having cigarettes behind the counter, hidden away, has only pushed the illicit market, the black market. It's fueled it. It's fueled it so beyond that the money that we're losing as retailers, that's not going into the tax, it's not going into the economy, and Trading Standards can't keep up with it. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I hear you, and I'm in no way trying to tarnish the reputation of retailers. We are a nation of shopkeepers, are we not? But I will maintain that the majority of disposable vapes that are bought by children do come from the smaller independent shop. That's what I'm saying. Right. Britain is to unleash an army of hackers on Vladimir Putin. Yeah? Let's speak to Jake Moore. He's a global cyber security advisor at the security software company ESET. So how are we doing this? Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, so this is an extremely proactive move. In fact, it kind of took me by surprise. So we've got the government that are throwing £1 billion into new cyber and AI-driven technology, which is very impressive. So we're looking at hacking back at countries like Russia, jamming signals, using AI, and also trying to bolster the security we've already got in things like power grids and so on. So, yeah, very good move.
All right. And how does it actually work, this? Or is it a really secret squirrel and we're not allowed to know?
Well, no, they've been quite open with it, which is, again, something that we're not really used to. So they're going to recruit more specialists, which is great because we've got people that are desperately wanting to go into the industry. They are retraining some civilians, for example, the Navy, RAF and the Army. So this is an impressive move to try and upskill those people, because if you think about wars, they're not really just tanks and planes anymore. We're fighting wars with keyboards. So working closely with the National Cyber Force, they're able to upskill those people who are able to do things like disable communications, shutting down propaganda broadcasts, potentially. Moves that we've never seen the UK looking into before. So, yeah, this is going to be an interesting time. Hopefully,
yeah,
they can do something.
I just because of what I know about this guy, if you poke the bear, he will just increase what he's doing. Is there a danger of that?
Yeah, good question. So usually when we work alongside other countries, trying to obfuscate exactly where it's come from, typically like how cyber criminals work, they sometimes write code in other languages, for example, to make the victim believe it's come from a different country. Sometimes you can tell, but with things like AI these days that can swap it around, it can point it in different directions. So it's not just about putting a red mark on our backs, but by using AI, which all criminals are using as well, we can also use it in our products and things like that, identifying threats and responding faster. This is an arms race and an AI race, and it's just a fascinating time.
Yeah, fascinating. I don't know. Some of the machines they're able to remotely turn off now after cyber attacks. God know what. Imagine if they just turned off all the traffic lights in Britain suddenly for one day. Thanks very much, Jake. Jake Moore, Global Cybersecurity Advisor. Let's get the headlines. Thomas Watts.
The man accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade is due to appear in court. Paul Doyle has been charged with multiple offences, including causing grievous bodily harm with intent. The latest American proposal for a new ceasefire deal in Gaza will reportedly be rejected by Hamas. The White House says Israel has accepted the plan, including the release of more hostages and a 60-day truce. Ministers have set out how they will allocate funding for school and hospital building repairs in England. Around £1.2 billion, funding announced last year, will be spent on replacing crumbling roofs and removing asbestos. LBC weather, cloudy with rain for many places this morning, then turning drier and brighter later. A high of 25 degrees.
LBC, Nick Ferrari at breakfast.
Coming up this morning with Nick, the Prime Minister launches an extraordinary attack on Nigel Farage, but is he playing into the Reform leader's hands? The Liverpool parade crash suspect is a former Royal Marine and father of three. Nick will have the latest after a man is charged. And China hails the Chagos Islands deal as a massive achievement. Should we be concerned? All of that and more coming up with Nick Ferrari at breakfast this morning in under half an hour's time here on LBC.
Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Listen on your radio and on Global Player. LBC.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6th, 25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Ready, steady, the Toyotathon sale event is on. Race down to your nearest Toyota centre and save up to an extra £1,000 on a new Toyota. But hurry, deals must end 31st of May. The Toyotathon sale event is on. Offer valid on eligible new vehicle orders 1st to 31st of May and registered by 31st of July 2025. Retail customers only. T&Cs apply. See toyota.co.uk for details.
It's your home, darling. Let's make it fabulous. High scoring isn't my forte, but there's no arguing with Trustpilot ratings. Shutterly Fabulous have an expert team of fitters who specialise in one thing, simply gorgeous window shutters. Made to measure, hand-finished and expertly installed. Make your home Shutterly Fabulous. So don't dither, darling. Book a free consultation with our expert shutter fitters today.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running.
Octopus Energy.
If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, what you thought you were getting may not be what you ended up with. From unexpected site fee increases, running costs, a huge depreciation in value, many owners feel they've been missold. If you think this might be you, holidayparkadvicecentre.co.uk could help you receive the compensation you're entitled to. Text ASSIST to 78900 to find out more. That's ASSIST to 78900.
This is LBC with Ian Payne. Call 0345 60 60 973. Text 84850. Alexa, send a comment to LBC.
Guess what? Every ad break is always the same, an argument between my generation and their generation. They think what Robert Jenrick did was outrageous. I think it's a good thing. A few of you making the point, why didn't he do it when he was in power? Well, congratulations to Robert Jenrick, says Scott. He's done a great public service by exposing the very high level of fare evasion in London. I emailed him last night to thank him, says Scott. Yeah, I agree. But Georgina, who does he think he is? Why didn't he do this when he was in power? This man showed us who he was when he painted over Disney murals in a migrant children's... We're always find the negative on this show. We'll always find something bad about them. Did you know the listeners to this programme have cancelled Mother Teresa? Yep, they did. It's 25 minutes to 7 o'clock. Let's speak to Myron Jobson, Senior Personal Analyst at Interactive Investor, with the business news. And what's the latest Trump tariff news? Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Ian. So Donald Trump can keep collecting import taxes for now, and this follows a ruling by the US Court of Appeals for the Federal Circuit. And this decision came less than 24 hours after the trade court ruled that his global levies were illegal. So in this ruling yesterday, the appeals court granted a temporary stay until further notice. So small businesses and also a group of states had challenged the tariff measures, which obviously included the 10% blanket import tax on countries around the world, which Trump imposed using emergency economic powers. But in its appeal, the Trump administration said that the decision issued by the trade court a day earlier had improperly second-guessed the president and threatened to unravel months of hard-fought trade negotiations. So, you know, I suppose this latest decision marks a legal win for the Trump administration, but it really does leave the longer term fate of its global tariff regime in the balance. And actually, Asian stocks fell today following the news.
Mr. O'Leary at Ryanair has had a good day, hasn't he?
Yeah, so Michael Leary, he's qualified for some share options worth more than 100 million euros. And this after the airline shares hit a key performance target. And actually, this paves the way for one of the biggest payout in European corporate history. So shares in the budget air carrier closed in at just under 24 euros yesterday. So this means that they have closed at more than 21 euros for 28 consecutive days. So this meets one of two conditions attached to this bumper pay deal. The second condition is O'Leary would have to stay at Ryanair until the end of July 2028 to collect the share options, which is worth more than 111 million euros. Not bad.
Not bad. Thank you, Myron. Myron Jobson, Senior Personal Analyst at Interactive Investor. Nick says, I think we should call him Bob the Bobby Jenrick now. Well, maybe Bob the Builder, Bob the Bobby. I don't know whether... I just think, you know, trying to get something done about criminals might be a good thing. That's all. What about vapes? People are bulk buying vapes to beat the ban this weekend. We've been to Scotland. It is a nationwide, it's a United Kingdom-wide ban on disposable vapes, but not refillable vapes. If you smoke disposable vapes, what are you going to do after Sunday? Have you been stockpiling? It's basically, I think, because the kids are buying these things. And some of you have come up with some amazing flavours. Terence says, I can't believe this is true. My favourite flavour vape is cabbage and tuna. Really? And Nick says, yes, I saw someone puffing on a toffee vape the other day. Really? A grown man? Andy's in Shrewsbury. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Lorraine.
Are you a vapor?
I was. Mm-hmm. I haven't had a vape since January, but I was also a smoker for many, many years, off and on. And I was really, really surprised or horrified, not quite sure what the word was, about the addictiveness of a vape and just how much they make you cough and how much they make you feel congested in your lungs.
Mm-hmm.
Really amazed by it, much more than I ever felt with cigarettes.
Really?
Yeah, it was quite horrifying. And even now, you know, the repetitive cough that appeared was when I started using them, and I was not using many of them.
Mm.
That moment, I thought, I mean, these things are much, much worse for you than cigarettes, I think.
I suppose it's just the volume of smoke, isn't it? Sometimes you see when they exhale after taking a big hit on the vape, it's honestly, it's like being in a mist.
I never felt so congested with cigarettes as I had with vapes, and just how addictive they are, how much they really, really make you want to have another one. It's quite shocking, really. I just thought, no, I've got to do away with this, and I just stopped overnight using them. But even now, you know, I get the urge for them.
Mm.
And that was after many years of smoking. But I also wanted to pull back on what the retailer was saying earlier.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen shops where their main advert across the front of their windows is sweets and vapes. But what does that say?
Well, quite. Yeah.
Who are they aiming that at?
Well, exactly. And then I always just see them in queues of them waiting. What are they? What do you think they're all going to do now?
Well, if they've got any sense, I'll give them up and try and get themselves healthy.
Possibly. Well, we'll try. Thank you very much indeed, Andy. Right. Rachel Reeves has she already done this? She's outlined her plan for £25 billion pension mega funds. What's all this about? Abby Foster joins us. Abby is the LBC personal finance expert and the author of The Money Manual, which came out last week. So what are these pension mega funds, Abby? Morning.
Good morning. So this is, it's not set in stone yet, but it's the UK government's plan to consolidate pension schemes into larger, like 25 billion funds. The idea behind it is to improve returns through economies of scales and get better investments. But it's been a bit confusing because we also, a couple of years ago, Rachel Reeves was talking about something called a pot for life. And that's similar to like the Canadian and Australian approach, where they create effectively a single pot per person throughout your entire pension. Well, throughout your career, basically. So when you reach pension age, there's just one pot. Whereas this kind of pension mega funds conversation is actually about consolidating those investments that have already been made into larger pots, and also having a bit of a say on whether they should be where they should be invested. So the mega funds are said, or Rachel Reeves is saying she would like them to be more invested in UK infrastructure and assets, because it will help the UK economy. But obviously there are pros and cons to this, and one of the cons is, obviously, as we know, pensions are we might not know, if you're unaware, pensions are investments. So they are money put away, private pensions especially, are money put away from you and your employer when it comes to workplace pensions. And they are invested on your behalf until you hit retirement age, when you can start to draw them down. But for many investments, many pensions, they're invested in global index funds or global trackers. And they have a heavy weighting to the US, which in the past has obviously guaranteed kind of returns every year.
I'm always fascinated by this, and I hesitate to ask it because I wonder whether or not there is an answer. But what is the sort of the lowest amount in a private pension that you should have to make sure that you have a kind of reasonable retirement?
Do you know, it's frustratingly, the answer is it's a case by case basis, because retirement looks different to everyone. Right. If you are someone that, once the time you get to retirement, you no longer have a mortgage, you would like to live very calmly, you don't want to go on holiday, you don't want to do lots of things, the amount of money you will need will vary compared to someone that maybe had kids later in life. Okay. So therefore retirement may align.
That first, how much do they need?
So on average, on average, they say around 30k a year as an absolute minimum to cover spends.
What does that mean in the pot?
It can mean anywhere, I think, you're testing my maths on a Friday morning, somewhere between like 250 to like 400 possibly, depending. And also the other element to that is that it depends on obviously how well the pot's done, because obviously lots of people freaked out a few months ago when pensions were hit. Tariffs impacted pension pots, because if you have having to take your pension out the day after those tariffs, the amount of money in there could be significantly dropped versus the day before, which was a real concern for many people.
Okay, and how does the government, because there always will benefit, how will the government benefit from these pension mega funds?
So this is a very broad way of explaining this, but the government do borrow money from our pensions. And so it's one of those is they want to use these mega funds to obviously invest in UK assets. And they say like mega funds could be directly investing in UK infrastructure, like the clean energy, the high growth things they're talking about. So they want to do this because it provides basically more economies of scale for them. That's quite a sweeping statement, and I don't claim to know what Rachel Reeves is planning to do with the money. But yes, the government are invested because they do tend to use our pension money for projects that they want to pay for without having to borrow lots of money from external sources.
Excellent. Thank you, Abby. Abby Foster, LBC's personal finance expert. And it came out last week, give it a plug, the author of The Money Manual. We're asking about vapes. People are bulk buying vapes to beat the ban for the disposable vapes, which comes into effect on June the 1st, i.e. Sunday. Do you vape? And if you do, what are you going to do? Are you going to change your habits? Is anyone going to give up vaping and go back to smoking cigarettes as a result of this? You see, it could backfire, couldn't it? Yeah? Come on, be honest. Fess up. You'll feel good about yourself. It's 7:15. The headlines, Thomas Watts.
The 53-year-old man accused of driving a car into a crowd in Liverpool on Monday is due to appear in court. Hamas is reportedly set to reject the latest American proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. President Trump has won a temporary reprieve against the order to block his trade tariffs. LBC weather cloudy with rain for many places this morning, then turning drier and brighter. A high of 25 degrees.
LBC Travel, I'm Joanne Webb. In East Ham, High Street North remains closed in both directions, and that's because of a fire that started last night. No Woolwich Ferry running, that's all down to a technical problem. On the M25, there are anti-clockwise queues to the Dartford Tunnel, and on the M2 westbound at Junction 2 at the A228, some emergency bridge works are still taking place. Two lanes are closed on the main carriageway, and also the exit slip road remains closed. Now, these problems on the underground do continue. The Hammersmith and City Line had to be part suspended again, so no service between Barking and Liverpool Street, and there are severe delays on the District and Piccadilly line. It's all because of the late finish of engineering works.
This is LBC.
Sun's out, fun's out. At Tesco Mobile, our deals will help you get the most out of summer. Get a SIM with 100 gigs of data for just £16 a month with club card prices. You'll also collect £20 worth of club card points too. How you choose to spend them is up to you. It pays to be connected. Search Tesco Mobile. Every little helps. End 13th July or 1750. Club card 24-month credit agreement and unlocked 4G phone required. Value issued as 2,000 club card points. See tescomobile.com/terms.
Hello, I'm Nick Ferrari, and I'll be back taking your calls in 15 minutes. So get it off your chest and get it on the radio. Nick Ferrari at breakfast. Join me, leading Britain's conversation on LBC.
Next time you walk their dog or feed their cat, when you pop by for a cuppa or just stop for a chat, tell your friends about pension credit. They could be missing out on an average of over £4,000 per year to boost their pension income. Pension credit also unlocks other support like help with heating costs, council tax, and a free TV licence for people over 75. Tell them to search for pension credit on gov.uk. Pension credit. Credit where credit's due. Eligibility criteria apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Got any tips for the football?
Your best bet is to head over to BetVictor. They're giving new customers a terrific welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they'll give you £30 in free bets.
Oh, that's a steal of a deal.
It's a good darn deal that'll make you squeal for real. Neil?
My name's not Neil.
I know, but it rhymes.
Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the football at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in and bet on any football marketing at odds of evens or greater. No cash out, 7-day expiry. Terms and conditions apply at gambleaware.org.
31 years ago, the World Wide Web was introduced. The National Lottery launched.
and Darwood and Tanner began making people smile. And whilst things have changed a lot since then, Darwood and Tanner's mission to provide the very best dental care through the very latest technology is still at the heart of everything they do. For our most comprehensive, tailored and complete dental implant, root canal and gum disease treatments, visit darwoodandtanner.co.uk.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak, now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli, was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
Leading Britain's conversation, LBC, with Ian Payne.
I agree with Robert Jenrick, says Michelle. My daughter was pushed by a man who was tailgating her through the barriers at London Bridge. When she asked him what the hell he was doing, he was very aggressive. A kind member of the public stepped in and walked my daughter to her platform. The staff did not help. I'm saying nothing. Pamela, which is unusual, Pamela is in Chingford, wants to talk about vaping. Are you a vapor or an ex-vapor?
Oh, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning. Right. Like a lot of teenagers back in the 60s, I left school and started smoking when I first started work at 15. I'm now 75 and I've been off vapes for 10 years.
Good girl.
What it was financial. Me and my neighbour and friend, we decided that we couldn't afford to keep going over to France, getting petrol for the car, paying for the train, getting over there, sitting all day long, coming back, and just burning it and throwing it away. So we decided to get a vape each, but I said to him, what's the point of getting a vape with a nicotine in it? You might as well get a 0.0 vape so that you're just breathing in, I don't know, vape, you know, moisture. I've done that for about a year, maybe a year and a half, two, and I thought, what am I doing this for? I'm not getting nothing out of it. I don't want a cigarette anymore. And I thought in my head, it's not the cigarette that's giving you the addiction, it's the habit that becomes the addiction. So you've got to get out of the habit of doing it.
Yeah.
I feel a bit like cleaning your teeth.
No,
if you
see,
can't clean your teeth.
I don't want us to fall out, Pam, but I probably don't agree with you on that one. I think that you're an addiction, which is how it was explained to me, is because of a chemical reaction. The receptor in your brain needs that nicotine. You can't. That's what an addiction is. You actually are addicted to that substance because your body is saying, "I need this," which is why you're trying to give up smoking so hard. But honestly, I'm very proud of what you've done. If you've just done that with willpower.
Well, I didn't find it willpower, actually. I just stopped. I think you've got to have the hobby as well.
It's definitely becomes a routine. But I still think, and this is why I was able to give up, because the doctor gave me some tablets that just stopped the craving. It put a little sort of barrier on my receptor.
I tried chewing gums. I tried lots of things.
You want to try? It was called Champix. I'm not a doctor, but
I don't agree with taking tablets.
Oh, come on, Pam.
I don't know what's in them.
Really?
I just think, well,
You'll smoke a cigarette,
problem.
But you won't have a tablet that stops you smoking.
I've got a hip problem.
Right.
Waiting for a hip operation in July.
Yep.
And I was taking 3 paracetamols a day. Oh. I ended up bringing up blood.
Oh.
I stopped taking the paracetamols. I stopped bringing up. So I don't believe in tablets.
How's the hip?
I'm just hobbling about.
Right.
I get pain every day, but I learn to control it.
Wow.
Because I think other people are worse off.
Brilliant. Well, Pam,
other people worse off.
I admire you. I really do. I couldn't do what you did, but I admire you, whether it's willpower or just saying, no, I'm going to give up. you know. Brilliant. It's 6.5 minutes to 7 o'clock. Let me read some of these. Morning, says Richard. My, and you know, you've missed out a word. So it's someone in your family, but we don't know who. My blank has been asthmatic all her life. I'll say, wife. She gave up vaping and she hasn't had an attack for 3 years. Well done, Robert Jenrick. You see? You see next door? People admire Robert Jenrick for citizens' arrests. Well done, Robert Jenrick. We see yobs jumping over the barrier, tailgating. That is why fares are so expensive. Well done, Jenrick. Don't worry. LBC prefers to promote Farage. Well, yes and no. We speak about him, don't we? Right, so are we going to get a ceasefire in Gaza or not? The Israelis have said yes. Hamas are now saying no. Where do we go from here? Let's speak to Andrew Fox. He's a major in the army, a military analyst. He's a research fellow of the anti-extremism think tank, the Henry Jackson Society. And he was an officer in the parachute regiment of the British Army and served in Afghanistan. So is this going to work, Andrew, or not?
I would be surprised. There's a huge amount of clear blue water between the two negotiating sides at the moment. Bottom line is Hamas wants to survive. And that is a win for them in this war. And the conditions that Israel is demanding are that Hamas removes itself from power and releases all their hostages, where the hostages are the only thing ensuring Hamas's survival. So we're in this wicked loop now middle ground.
If that's the deal, why are some members of the Israeli government saying we're giving up far too much? Doesn't sound like they're giving up anything, does it?
Oh, well, the deal being proposed by Steve Witkoff sees thousands of potentially former Hamas members and prisoners in Israel being released back to the Palestinian territory. So there is a significant price to pay for these. At the moment, I think it's only 10 hostages they're talking about releasing for over 100 from the other side.
Yeah, but you see, the Hamas will never give up all the hostages, will they? Because it's their bargaining chip.
I mean, that's my take as well. I think Israel's got two war goals. First of all, to destroy Hamas. Secondly, to return all the hostages. And my sense is that both of those, in the absolute sense, are going to be very challenging to achieve. Because even if you kill all of Hamas's commanders and you kill mid-level commanders and you destroy their infrastructure, they're still going to be there in the Gaza Strip. They're still going to be... And there's about 20 other jihadi militant groups as well. So even if you get rid of Hamas completely, the odds of finding someone to replace them who is in favour of Israel's existence is very slim. So it's going to be a tricky one, I suspect.
It's the best recruitment poster they could have done. Just destroy Gaza and see how many more of these people appear. What... I'll ask you the fundamental question. Is this Middle East problem ever going to be solved, Andrew?
I don't think so, and certainly not in the short to medium term. I mean, the big hope is that economic prosperity will bring peace. We see the moves from Saudi Arabia, from Qatar, to try and boost their economic interactions with the West. Is that going to spill over to the rest of the region? Who knows? Because we've still got Iran, who are the centre of all the violence we've seen over the last 22 months. It all originates in Tehran. And until that destabilising influence is dealt with, I think it's going to be very challenging. And then the Palestinian question is going to linger on, I suspect.
Can I ask you a question about Ukraine? Do you mind?
Yeah, please, go for it.
We understand that Vladimir Putin is assembling an army of 50,000 to attack in Sumy, I think it is, which is sort of north of where the territories they hold. Is that what's happening here? Is he doing it again?
Potentially. What we're going to see with Russia is the pattern of behaviour that they did before Ukraine and before Georgia, where you'll see large destabilising operations, cyber attacks, disinformation floating around, and then irregular forces crossing any particular border first, and Suomi being Finland, I assume you mean.
No, it was actually somewhere in Ukraine, not in Finland.
It's assuming in Ukraine.
Yeah, it was in Ukraine. I think it might be Finland. I don't know. I mean, you can't second guess this guy. Thank you for your intelligence on that. Major Andrew Fox, military analyst from the Henry Jackson Society and former British soldier. That's it from us till Monday, I think. Hopefully. If you missed any of today's show, you can always listen back on Catch Up on both Global Player and the new LBC app, where you can read and watch the latest from LBC. You can put your news categories in the order you want, pause and rewind live radio, listen to a range of podcasts. You can download the LBC app or the Global Player app for free from your app store now. Coming up at 10 on LBC, it's James O'Brien, but now with the Friday breakfast, Nick Ferrari.
Thanks, Ian. At 7 o'clock on Friday, May the 30th, the Farage fight back begins with Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer.
What Nigel Farage is doing is Liz Truss 2.0. Same promises of billions and billions of pounds in unfunded cuts.
But it wasn't all plain sailing for Starmer. Here are some of the questions fired at him.
Are you not worried people will ask why you're holding a press conference about Nigel Farage 4 years out from a general election instead of focusing on your plans for the country?
Do you think one of the problems is that Nigel Farage can approximate talking like a human being, where you just resort to talking points and dodging questions?
And you did hear LBC's Aggie Chambray. More on that. In other news, Bobby Jenrick comes over all Charles Bronson on the London Underground.
You think it's all right not to pay? Seriously, why do you go back to the Barry and pay? Do you want to go back and pay like everybody else? Do you think it's all right not to pay? Why don't you go back and pay?
Always handy to have an orchestra with you when you're doing that. Charges, of course, in the Liverpool parade. An ex-Royal Marine will give you the full details on that. And how patients and pupils could benefit from more than £1 billion in repairs to crumbling schools and hospitals. Those stories and more follow the 7 o'clock news on LBC.
On your radio, on the LBC app, and...
Play LBC.
Leading Britain's conversation. This is LBC.
From Global's newsroom at 7 o'clock, a man is due to appear in court accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's Premier League victory parade. Paul Doyle has been charged with multiple offences, including causing grievous bodily harm with intent. 79 people were injured on Monday. LBC's correspondent Chris Chambers has more details from Liverpool.
In terms of what we can say about Paul Doyle,